Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah. Well, there you go, my friend. Friday. Woo! Mercy. Merciful heavens. And Valentine's Day to boot. Glad to have you with us this afternoon here at 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's talk station, and also 106.3WORD.com, and in the southern part of the Upstate, 101.5 FM in Anderson. Our Ingalls Advantage talk line is 1-800-347-1063, 1-800-347-1063. We'd love to hear from you, get your thoughts, your feelings about the issues of the day, and the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. 71307, 71307. We'll get a few textual thoughts passing our way here in just a moment. Since it is Valentine's Day, I thought I would share with you a little something that I put together here. We're asked to show our loving in a public presentation, to offer lovey-doving without undue ostentation. It's a tough proposal sequel as we stand and drop our guards, while we know we cannot equal all the folks at Hallmark Cards. Isn't that the truth? Well, I'll tell you something. A genuinely strong, sincere sentiment from your heart to the special someone in your life means a lot more than just what's cute written by one of the professional writers at Hallmark. You might consider that as you let your special someone know how you feel about him, okay? I'm just saying. And that's what they pay me to do, just saying here. Jim Bohannon in for Bob McLean today, and we'll do it again Monday. Seems like the thing to do, my friend. All righty. Let's head over to that Common Sense Retirement Planning text line here. Let's see here. Jimbo, Hillary has put four presidents in the White House. Jerry Ford, Bill Clinton, oh, blah, blah, and Donald J. Trump. She's the best political helpmate alive. Well, I must confess, I don't quite understand that, how she put four presidents in the White House. She did serve on the Watergate committee, but got kicked off of it. So she didn't really help put Jerry Ford in the White House. Bill, yes, she helped put him in the White House. Obama, she tried hard to keep him from getting into the White House and failed. So I guess you could say her failure helped Obama get in. But and then Donald Trump, oh, she failed against him as well. Okay. Whatever. Tenuous thoughts there. And certainly Alan R. of Spartanburg is going crazy today with his limericks here. Another limerick alert here. The Democrats' world, take two. The Democrat world's a hot mess. Though they claimed impeachment success, they failed at removal, drove up Trump's approval. Should they impeach him again? I say yes. There you go. That's well put. That's well put. All right. And other thoughts here. Let's see here. Lindsey Graham is our senator, and we are his constituents, so he's supposed to do what we ask him to do. Also, he's up for re-election. He is, although, of course, he has a lot of constituents. And the idea is that if enough of his constituents don't like what he is doing, then they vote against him. Well, he's been around for a long time, and they haven't beaten him in any contest yet. He's been in the House since 94, the Senate since 02. Last time out in 2014, he got 56% in the primary, for a 41-point win there. And then he got 55% in the general for a 17-point win there. So I know that Lindsey's got strong conservative opposition again this year. We'll see how strong. I've long thought that he was vulnerable. I know that there were those a few years ago who approached Trey Gowdy about challenging him, and his thoughts at the time were reflected in that, why would I trade a 2-year prison sentence for a 6-year prison sentence? Trey was not a great fan of Washington. And as I've mentioned before on the program, but the former morning host here, Russ Castle, before he passed away, confided to me, so I don't think it's any great secret, that he was approached at one time and was told that if he challenged Lindsey Graham in the primary, that he would not be short of money. That is to say, there were money bags out there who were prepared to make Russ a viable candidate. And goodness knows he was articulate enough to do it and could espouse the conservative cause as well as any person I've ever heard. He confided to me that his health would not allow him to take up on it. So I got the impression I got from talking to Russ, I didn't pin him down, it was just an off-the-air private conversation, was that he was seriously considering it. And had he been in better health, maybe a little younger, that he might very well have taken on Lindsey. Now, that would have been interesting. That would have been very interesting. He would have, I think, given Lindsey his toughest battle. But Graham's got a lot of money, a lot of name recognition. We'll see. Obviously, in South Carolina, he's not going to lose the general election. That ain't going to happen. If he's beaten, it'll be in the primary. And if you want to beat him, well, there are candidates out there. All right. Let's see. Jimbo, can you post that poem that you just read? Yeah, I guess I could. I'll post that. I'll have that poem posted by my webmaster at jimbohannonshow.com. All right? jimbohannonshow.com. But it just is something I put together because it occurs to me that let's face it, when you are ready to give your special someone a card, you want that zippy, snappy, smart card. And, of course, the people at Hallmark, they hire people who write stuff. I've had friends of mine who actually wrote, I forget how much money they made, but like for every card they wrote that was used, they got X number of dollars or something like that. It wasn't a full-time job, but just a little extra money. I've thought about even doing a few things like that. But anyway, yeah, you might think about the fact that maybe you aren't as quick and snappy or even snarky as the writers at Hallmark or some similar card company, but it's you. You're the special someone in that other person's life, not the writer at Hallmark who's never met your sweetie, one can hope. So I'm saying that something that isn't quite as glib or as funny can mean an awful lot if you just write it from your heart. Just a thought to pass along and to go with those flowers or chocolates, if anybody gives chocolates anymore, whatever. I just pass that along because it ought to be a special day, and you should make it special. And never forget that you are the person who can make it the most special of all because you're the special someone's sweetie. Again, keep that in mind. It doesn't have to be something prepackaged from Hallmark. No knock on the good people at Hallmark. Jimbo for Bobby Mack at 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's talk station. The time now, 5:15.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, thank you. I'm welcomed. 520 at 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's talk station, and 106.3WORD.com and 101.5 FM in Anderson. If you have a little trouble picking up the 106.3 FM signal in the southern part of the Upstate, it just about takes you to the Georgia border. Trust me on this. I've checked it out. Our Ingalls Advantage talk line, 1-800-347-1063, 1-800-347-1063. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307, 71307. Glad you're with us this afternoon. And let's see here. A disability for not speaking English so people can come here and sit on their butts at the taxpayers' expense. What kind of crazy idea is that? Certainly not speaking English is not a disability. Learn the language. It's not that hard. Let me see here. What other things we got here? If the electoral votes do not have to follow the voters of their state, then why should we even go vote? We'll just sit home and let them elect our president. Well, it doesn't have to now. I mean, that's what we have chosen to do. That's what happens in most cases. 48 states cast a winner-take-all electoral vote of whoever carries that state's popular vote. The electoral vote goes to the winner take all. Two states, Nebraska and Maine, don't do that. And in fact, in recent years, those votes have been split on occasion. The way Nebraska and Maine do it, they cast one electoral vote for the popular vote winner in each of their congressional districts, and then the two at-large votes go to the candidate that carries the whole state. But they don't have to. The Constitution only says that the state legislatures decide. And they have, over time, by custom, gone with who carried the state. They don't have to. That's why you have faithless electors occasionally, people who cast a ballot. Electors, and let's face it, nobody knows who these electors are. They're just party favorites, somebody who deserves a special pat on the back so you can get to be an elector. But once you're made an elector, you're an independent voice. And as I said before, you can vote for anybody. You don't have to vote for who carries your state. You could vote for J-Lo or A-Rod, or you could vote for Cam Newton. You can vote for anybody you wanted to. There's nothing that spells that out, so for what it's worth. Okay, here. Let's see. If you really want to accomplish something, contact Lindsey Graham, who has the Judiciary Committee in the Senate. Well, he doesn't have it, but he chairs it. He's the only one that has subpoena power and can get to the bottom of the Comey and FBI misbehavior. Well, he personally doesn't have subpoena power, but the committee has subpoena power. Yeah, by all means. I would suggest that. I don't think he would be predisposed against that. Sometimes Lindsey's kind of hard to figure out exactly where he comes down, but he's in that end of his Senate cycle where he tends to get a lot more conservative, so he might be predisposed to go in that direction. Who knows? 1-800-347-1063, the Ingalls Advantage talk line, 1-800-347-1063, the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307. I mentioned earlier that the president currently has a 49% overall approval rating and a 63% economic approval rating, which is to say 14% of the public millions of Americans, who approve of the president's policies but not of him. And the president has a chance to try and grab some of those votes. There really are a few people who are still persuadable. They could make a difference in some key states. Many of those voters might be willing to give the president a fresh look if he asked for it. They may not agree with the president in everything that he does, but they saw the effort to use Ukraine or the Russia probe to remove him as transparently political. They're available. And this is most interesting that the president ought to consider. The new Gallup poll finds that nearly 6 in 10 Americans say they are better off financially than they were a year ago, and 74% believe they will be financially better off this time next year. Now, that's pretty powerful stuff. Again, when you've got the economy on your side, that's a lot. So the president needs to translate those sentiments into votes. The State of the Union address was a great start. He laid out the details of his economic success. It was a brilliantly delivered speech in terms of what those are supposed to be. They're not supposed to be soaring rhetoric. They're a shopping list of things that the president wants and things that he's delivered. And that was one of the most brilliant shopping lists I've ever heard. And that's one of the reasons I think that Nancy Pelosi was so upset, was that the president was taking credit for things that were his to take credit for. This notion that the hot economy started under Barack Obama. The hot economy is a product of deregulation and tax cuts. And that's why he's claiming credit, and correctly so. He also made an explicit pitch in the State of the Union for voters of color. He pointed out that African-American unemployment and youth unemployment both reached record-level lows. And he highlighted singling out funding for historically black colleges and universities. Criminal justice reform. He recognized the retired Tuskegee Airman, Charles McGee, whom he promoted to Brigadier General, and McGee's great-grandson who wants to join the president's new Space Force service branch. And he introduced Tony Rankins, the homeless black Army veteran who turned his life around thanks to the Trump policy creating opportunity zones. So that was a good start. You never know how the black vote's going to go. I mean, there have been several polls that have shown black approval of the president between 33% and 34%. That's astoundingly high. There's been no more reliable segment of the population for the Democrats than the black vote. When Ronald Reagan carried 49 states, took the male vote and the female vote, took like 30-some percent of the Hispanic vote, took 9% of the black vote. In a landslide year, when he almost had a 50-state sweep, he lost 91% of the black vote. That was only 1% better than Donald Trump did. He got 8% in 2016. Let's assume that those figures that we've heard from several polls are accurate, and that, in fact, the president has approval rating among blacks that hovers around a third, one-third, 33, 34%, something like that. Let's assume he only got half of those. If in his reelection bid, he got, let's say, 16% of the black vote. Are you kidding me? We'd be talking about 450, 480 electoral votes. It would be a mammoth landslide. So he ought to continue going after those folks. They're available. Again, sure, there's a lot of feeling in the black community. Trump is a racist, and that's the end of that. Maybe ill-informed, but there is a lot of that. But he doesn't have to carry that much of the black vote. If he were to carry, as I said, 15, 16%, it would be over. It wouldn't matter who the Democrats nominated. It would be over. So I would love to see the president expand on that State of the Union address. It was a brilliantly written and brilliantly delivered address. They've turned into giant infomercials with all kinds of people props, and he did it well. And that, I think, is part of what put Nancy Pelosi's panties in a bunch, was the fact that he did do it well, and the fact, of course, that he didn't shake her hand after she, in turn, did not give him the proper high honor and great distinction to introduce him, which speakers traditionally do. Anyway, it's 529 at 106.3.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Afternoon all. Happy Valentine's Day. Still is Valentine's Day, of course. I'll have some thoughts about that to share with you a bit later on. But looking at a few other odds and ends that pass away in the news, just to get back to the Roger Stone thing a little bit here. This is not a nice guy, and people have talked about maybe him getting a pardon. I would prefer he not get a pardon. I think he deserves some time. He's pretty much a strange dude. He's a 67-year-old nonviolent first offender. And clearly, the 7 to 9 year sentencing recommendation was very harsh, very severe, draconian, really. Within the federal justice guidelines, honestly, they didn't violate that. They just pushed it to the very edge of the envelope. So I would, and for those who are so big on criminal justice reform, many on the left are huge on that, but apparently that doesn't apply to friends of Donald Trump. So I do find it rather hypocritical of them to be bleating loudly about criminal justice reform in general, but not for Roger Stone, not for Roger Stone. The whole point of these long sentences is to get dangerous people off the streets and people who are like to be recidivists off the street, and Stone is none of those. The prosecutors, of course, had tied Stone to foreign election interference, breathlessly framed as the most deadly adversary of Republican government, even though he was never charged with any such crime, which just underscores again that the deadliest adversary of our form of government is domestic, the politicized use of executive police powers. Again, the prosecutor's submission was an accurate, if extreme and unyielding, rendition of federal sentencing law. But it was never something that was forced on the judge. The judge was free to do whatever. They're recommendations only. And to make this sound like the president will turn this country into a banana republic, as the partisan hack Chuck Schumer put it, is, of course, utter nonsense. And another reason, again, to not vote for any Democrat in the forthcoming elections at all. But this is a tempest in a thimble, really, because none of these recommendations, whether harsh or lenient, carry the weight of anything more than just what they are, a recommendation. The judge is free to do whatever. And it all, of course, it's the dying gasp of the whole Russia collusion thing. Remember Russia collusion? It seems like forever, but it was back then. And but for his connection to Trump, Stone would never have been pursued in a collusion fever that the Mueller prosecutors knew was bogus when they charged him. This was all about Trump. I mean, Roger Stone was just handy. He was a target. Can't get Trump? Well, let's get one of Trump's friends. Now, his crimes, while exaggerated, were real. He was convicted by a jury, and under federal law, that presumptively warrants incarceration, though he could be spared by the judge, whom the president has picked a rather strange time to antagonize, but again, the president antagonizes first and thinks later. And, of course, if the president thinks that Stone and Michael Flynn and others were given a raw deal, the Constitution allows him to pardon them or commute their sentences. Whether or not he decides to do that or not, we'll see. Jimbo, maybe Roger Stone, who was entrapped, should have tried to overthrow the U.S. government like the criminal Sleaze McCabe, then he would have gotten off. Well, the Justice Department is not pursuing a case against Andrew McCabe, the former deputy director of the FBI. There was a nearly two-year-long investigation, of course, into the charges brought by their independent watchdog, who found that McCabe lacked candor when questioned about leaking to the media. Now, in a letter to McCabe attorney Michael Bromwich, obtained by Fox News, the Justice Department attorney J.P. Cooney said the investigation is now closed. And to quote from that letter, we write to inform you that after careful consideration, the government has decided not to pursue criminal charges against your client, Andrew McCabe. Based on the totality of the circumstances and all the information known to the government at the time, we consider the matter closed. So, I'm not sure that I do or that you do, but again, that's an interesting comment from the texter here at 18 before 6. Maybe Roger Stone, who was entrapped, should have tried to overthrow the U.S. government like McCabe. Maybe that's the key. I don't know. Texter says, I don't think Stone should get off, but if the Just Us Department is going to make an example out of Stone for lying to Congress, then McCabe and Comey should be treated exactly the same. Yes. Agreed. Exactly the same. Comey, I think, is still under the gun. That could still happen, and it should. But agreed. In any event, in response to the survey question, says this texter, a disability is something that cannot be helped and is beyond a person's control. Not being able to speak English does not fall in those categories. Amen, it does not. And that is one of the all-time truly lame ideas. You know, get off your butt and learn the language. There was a time when you had to, and of course we're long past that time, because it would be considered cultural imperialism. Please. What nonsense. Anyway, I just take note of the fact that the whole Stone case was really about Donald Trump. And you have to wonder, did the foreman of that jury lie when being questioned to be seated on the jury, or were the defense attorneys so inept that they didn't ask? Clearly, in most cases, how one feels about partisan politics is not a factor. I've been on juries for a couple of medical damages cases, and my views of partisan politics had nothing whatsoever to do with the case. In a case like this, where Stone was clearly a surrogate punching bag for Donald Trump, can't get Trump, let's get Stone. That was what it was all about. Clearly, the partisan viewpoints of a juror are of interest to the court and to the defense. And to say that you being active in partisan politics invalidates you for service on the jury, but if you are a hyper-partisan, very much involved in the process, then the notion that you could render a fair verdict in a case in which Roger Stone was acting as a surrogate for the president that the prosecutors couldn't get, she should never have been on the jury, ever have been on that jury. This is Jim Bohannon for Bob McLean. It's 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's talk station. It's 15 before 6.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Well, I think so. We should probably talk on this here radio station because, hey, that's why I'm here. And if you're listening, we'd love to hear your thoughts, your feelings, your views. Our Ingalls Advantage talk line is 1-800-347-1063, 1-800-347-1063, and the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line 71307, 71307. It's 9 minutes before six now. On this Friday, Valentine's Day. Yeah, Valentine's Day. And not to be entirely political today, I was wondering if you believe in love at first sight. If that's possible, love at first sight. There's a survey that's been taken. The majority of people in the U.S. believe in love at first sight. 55% are convinced of that. 27% are skeptical. And a lot of them have personal stories to back up their convictions. 71% say that love at first sight has happened to them. Has it happened to you? Did it work out? I mean, I don't know how you define love at first sight as opposed to, let's say, infatuation at first sight. We've all had infatuation at first sight. Wow, you're hot. But let's assume that something comes out of it, a relationship develops. Did it happen at first sight? I've been in a circumstance in which I felt love at first sight, but the other party did not. But I wore them down through persistence. Yeah, pat me on the back for that one. That's right. I'm just curious how you feel about that, as it is, after all, Valentine's Day. For many people, this day will be wrapped up with a romantic dinner, perhaps. Flowers, some roses, a nice card, a little champagne, perhaps. Maybe dinner at say, McDonald's in the drive-thru lane. Just a thought. It's our anniversary. In addition to being Valentine's Day, extra fries, supersize those fries for the wife. Sure. But I'm just curious how you feel about that. At the Ingalls Advantage talk line, 1-800-347-1063, 1-800-347-1063, or the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307, 71307. Texter says, I've had lust at first sight. Yeah, yes. Now, I think that that's a very valid distinction that the texter has made there. Yeah, lust at first sight. And absolutely. I mean, who among us has not, other than maybe the visually impaired? I don't know. Most, I think, the rest of us have. Wow, you're hot. But then nothing happens to bring that to fruition, shall we say. Is that putting it politely enough? Maybe you don't follow up. Maybe you're too afraid of rejection. Maybe, quite frankly, you get rejected because if they're that cool, then your lust may not be requited because that other person can pick and choose and you didn't make the finals, okay? Been there and done that. I'm just wondering how you feel about that. Interesting. 55% of Americans in this survey say that they believe in love at first sight. 27% aren't so sure. 71% say it's happened to them. We'll toss that in with the other political stuff today because, after all, it's Valentine's Day, and it's worth considering. And does it apply in this day and age? I mean, with so much online, do people even meet in person anymore, or is it all digital? Because let's face it, visual images on a little screen on a cell phone are, how should we put this, not always totally revealing. Yeah, I think that's one way to put it. Not always totally revealing. So if you're dealing in lust at first sight, let's not forget that the power of not just cosmetics, but photoshopping. I mean, there are all kinds of things that can happen. So that's a worthwhile consideration. I am, of course, beyond worrying about that because of the fact that that I'm taken, and that's a good thing. I like that. Anyway, it's 5 minutes before 6 o'clock. I toss that out there. Another texter says that I've never experienced love at first sight, but I've experienced lust at first sight many times, LOL. Yep, good point. Jimbo, I like Valentine's Day well enough, but I'd rather talk about the truck or Steve. That guy gives Marines a bad name. Well, okay then. We can certainly talk about that. I mean, he has a different viewpoint from the rest of us. A Marine is not obliged to agree with all of us. Marines, again, you don't have to have a particular point of view. Let's not forget that the only veterans in this race are Democrats for president, Pete Buttigieg and Tulsi Gabbard. So, I mean, sure, Marines are tough, and Marines floss with barbed wire or whatever they claim they do. As an old Army man, I'm a little skeptical of some of the macho claims of people who are former jarheads. But be that as it may. Jim, I proposed 30 years ago today and was divorced 15 years ago today. Whoa. I proposed, this is what the texter says, I proposed on Valentine's Day. Wow, 1990. And was divorced on Valentine's Day in 2005. I'm sorry, that's not funny, but it's a funny story. I'm sure it's not funny to you. You ought to move those things away from Valentine's Day, I think. But I feel for you. I'm hoping that 15 years after that divorce that things have healed and that you find yourself in a circumstance that is much better now, all right? But, gee, let's see. Marines floss with barbed wire because they eat crayons. That's very good. No, I would not knock my Marine brethren. Fine people, the Marines, absolutely. And besides, I think you can get a Purple Heart if you have rug burns on your knuckles, if I'm not mistaken. Oh, I am terrible. All right, no more knocks at the Marines here, I promise. Jimbo for Bobby Mack here at 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's talk station. And we'll be chatting with you again in the next hour. It's our bonus hour, of course. But in the meantime, we have some news to jam up your ear canal. The time, 3 minutes before 6.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.